And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of Mickey Mouse as we know him today, his 87th birthday. He had been around before in Disney cartoons, but he was a very different sort of character. He drank and he smoked and he, in many ways, was sort of like an outlaw. But in the cartoon Steamboat Willie, which came out in 1928 on this day, he was a sympathetic character. As Walt Disney said, he was a tiny bit of a mouse that had something of the wistfulness of Charlie Chaplin, a little fellow trying to do the best he could. And Steamboat Willie had something that was new at the time. It had a soundtrack that was perfectly synchronized to follow the animation. It's the birthday of W.S. Gilbert, Sir W.S. Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, born in London, 1836. He was the librettist, and Sir Arthur Sullivan was the composer. They wrote 14 comic operas. Though they didn't always get along that well, Gilbert liked to poke fun at the upper classes. Sullivan longed to be accepted by them. But they collaborated on HMS Pinafore, The Pirates of Penzance, The Mikado, and many others. And it's the birthday of the novelist Margaret Atwood, born in Ottawa, 1939. Her father was a scientist. He studied insects in the woods of Quebec, and so the Atwood family spent half of each year there. When she was 8 years old, she went to a full year of school for the first time, and it was a very hard adjustment from the freedom of the woods. She said, "I was now faced with real life in the form of other little girls, their prudery and snobbery, their Byzantine social life based on whispering and vicious gossip." She decided she wanted to be a writer. She was 25 years old when she wrote her first novel. It was rejected, so was her second, but she's written 14 novels since then, including The Handmaid's Tale. And most recently, The Heart Goes Last, came out this year, originally written as an online serial. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver, What the Doctor Said. He said, "It doesn't look good." He said, "It looks bad, in fact, real bad." He said, "I counted 32 of them on one lung before I quit counting them." I said, "I'm glad. I wouldn't want to know about any more being there than that." He said, "Are you a religious man? Do you kneel down in forest groves and let yourself ask for help when you come to a waterfall, mist blowing against your face and arms? Do you stop and ask for understanding at those moments?" I said, "Not yet, but I intend to start today." He said, "I'm real sorry." He said, "I wish I had some other kind of news to give you." I said, "Amen." And he said something else I didn't catch, and not knowing what else to do and not wanting him to have to repeat it and me to have to fully digest it, I just looked at him for a minute, and he looked back. It was then I jumped up and shook hands with this man who'd just given me something no one else on earth had ever given me. I may have even thanked him, habit being so strong. What the Doctor Said, a poem by Raymond Carver from All of Us, collected poems published by Vintage and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse, back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.